right, welcome to the Lovable Lawyer podcast. And this will be an interesting episode because it's episode one. And what was suggested to me is just to launch into this new podcast, telling my story. It's kind of what leads to the origin of this podcast, and also is the background for a lot of things I've been involved in, which we'll talk about later, centering around the legal estate planning world and strategic life insurance and these kind of things. So it all begins when I was let go many years ago from a six-figure salary job, just like that. You know, somebody can relate. We don't need the position anymore. It's not working out. And as my boss, who was a type A real estate developer, tried to let me down easy, the world seemed to slow down for me. And I looked at my past and I realized that my foray into finding a secure and stable job was coming to an abrupt end. And the only explanation I got was that, quote, maybe I needed to be a bit more entrepreneurial. And that stuck in my head. I thought that was interesting. It was 2005, at the height of the real estate boom in Florida. I just purchased a $650,000 home, the big fat jumbo mortgage, and had a wife at that time and two kids depending on me. And I was overextended with minimal reserves. So, not a fun situation. As I drove home that evening, I felt a mixed sense of relief and panic, and to say that I felt a bit numb and hazy would be an understatement. On the other hand, I felt a slight sense of relief. Couldn't really understand at the time what that was, and we'll get into that. Reflecting back, I had come from a family of self-made business people. I watched my dad as a real estate agent go through many business cycles. Our family life tended to alternate between feast and famine. There were some Christmas seasons that I could feel that fear of financial lack, and then others where we had an abundant Christmas, so many presents you couldn't get into the room hardly, and so you always listen to your parents in the other room, or we would, talking about whether we could afford Christmas presents and how things were going and these kind of things. So my life after that was an ongoing battle between my internal desire for freedom, autonomy, purpose, and I knew that in my bones I wanted that freedom and opportunity that I'd seen in my dad and also my uncle and grandfather, who all had businesses. Yet I couldn't shake the pressing need to pursue what I felt would be a more stable lifestyle. So I learned the tools to start a business. I learned sales skills working with my dad at a young age, and yet never really was able to pull the trigger with the courage and confidence to pursue my own freedom. So on that basis, I had decided to go to law school to try to get established and get valuable to people and to somehow find a sense of stability. Perhaps at a deeper level, I wanted my family to be proud of me, to be loved, so that's probably part of the equation. So after my firing in 2005, found a sense of total futility working for others, putting in money into a 401k, as I considered my options at that point, given the large mortgage and everything going on, I talked to my wife at that time, and we decided to start a commercial cleaning business, and we actually created it from the ground up, created the logos and marketing, and I basically started going door to door, selling cleaning accounts. So I've been thrown into what was a basic entrepreneurial startup. And of course, at that point, my real learning was about to begin. After a couple of years, our Midwestern work ethic and creative marketing and customer service and everything allowed me to secure a fair number of cleaning accounts. We probably had, 15,000 gross accounts a month or something like that at the height of that cleaning business. And what it did is it allowed me to then take a springboard and get a Florida law license there and begin to consider re-entering law practice in an entrepreneurial way. It was during that time as a small business owner that I started kind of looking at what I would like to do if I were to begin a law practice, and I heard an ad on the radio about family living trusts. So a light bulb went on when I heard that. I realized something I could do. I was reflecting back to something that my uncle had said many years earlier, who'd been a life insurance agent. He talked about making sure to have a good defense as well as an offense. I realized that a lot of business owners, you know, they have a ton of offense and marketing, and they're going after it, and yet when the tough times come, they don't often have a safety net. So that was something that I thought, well, at least as a lawyer, I could help them get a defensive mindset and get involved in the estate planning side. And I thought living trusts were really cool because they offer a sort of a family plan in the event of the worst things happening. And they also offer kind of a family identity. So I really thought that was a great aspect of family living trusts. And these values form the basis for an estate planning law practice I started in 2008 from the ground up with minimal reserves. And since that time, I have thousands of clients, learned their stories, and I've learned more from them, from the people, clients, people in my life, than I did probably in the 20 years prior and all my schooling combined. So I still learn and observe something new every day. Yet, after about 5 years of practice, I felt something was still missing. During that time of law practice, I often dealt with the same nagging feeling of instability that I experienced with my dad's business. Some months offered great sales and abundance, and others felt like I was tightening my belt and concerned about making expenses. And over the years, I tried to do some investing and listen to sort of conventional wisdom on these things, and yet it still never really gave me any sense of stability. It seemed to ebb and flow and fluctuate with the markets. And one day, a colleague of mine mentioned using whole life insurance as a way to create financial stability. And I'd heard something about that in the past because my uncle had mentioned it years earlier. And I hadn't really fully listened to him. I don't think I was ready to hear it. But my colleague described it as kind of having a ready reserve of cash to draw from if needed. He said that the reserve could be borrowed against, kind of like real estate, with less hassles in order to fund higher risk investments, like stocks or business expansion, or to weather downtimes as a safety net. My memory clicked back again to conversations, and it resonated with me. And so I was ready to listen, and at that time I've been digging and started reading books about using whole life strategically. One that was a really popular one was Nelson Nash's book about infinite banking, and there were later books that were addressing the same kinds of strategy in maybe a more current way than that book. So it was interesting to get into that. The search at that time also got me thinking about how much life insurance related to my current estate planning practice and how it can function even more than just a death benefit. It can, you know, provide a lot of lifetime benefits, and how estate planning integrates with life insurance. And as I looked around, I really didn't see a lot of estate planners that were focusing on that. It was kind of one, you had the insurance agents over here and you had estate planners on the other side, and often the two weren't really communicating, and sometimes they conflicted. So it led to a new way of thinking and a new mission. The puzzle pieces started falling into place, and I thought I found my mission to bring together the need for legacy estate planning with the important parts of life insurance, and especially in my own path, life insurance becoming a source of stability, knowing that I was putting funds towards something that was going to create a secure growth path. And that's really key. And I didn't even know yet about some of the things that are key to life insurance, you know, the tax deferred advantages. You know, I knew about asset protection as an attorney, but as far as some of the other things, the velocity of money and some of these things that maybe some of you listening have heard about, I hadn't even heard about that yet. So that was, those were things that I would come to learn in my path. So these shifts in thinking and my eventual knowledge and application of utilizing life insurance in my overall planning and in my practice have created a sense of control. And it comes with having a clear path, a stable path to financial freedom. And it also, because this is an unconventional path, it solidified my belief that I could act with courage, defying conventional thinking, and pursuing my dreams, encouraging others to do the same. And as a side note, I learned that through hardship that it was never about pursuing a stable job or a career. That this is a mistaken belief, as I found out the hard way. I no longer worry about making safe career choices. I found the opposite is true, that there's zero security in any kind of a job or career or even an education path that is like a college education, that the key to both internal and external freedom has everything to do with attaining the right mindset about your purpose and then freeing yourself to pursue it with everything you have by using this the certain tools every day to attain the financial stability, take the roller coaster ride out of the equation. So when trouble comes, you have an awesome safety net that is basically the support system for pursuing your dreams. All right, so that's my story. That'll conclude episode one of the podcast. My hope is that we can bring a lot of value into this. We can talk legal issues, we can talk life insurance, and bring in experts that are frankly smarter than me to talk about the ins and outs and the things that can be done in all these areas, and possibly have a few interesting legal stories and things that we can look at in other areas as well down the road, just to kind of offer that insight into this kind of rather unexplored area for many people. So with that, I'm thankful to be with you guys. I'm thankful if you're listening. And please feel free to share and comment and whatever moves you. And we'll see if we can get this thing rolling together. Thanks. See you next time. Talk to you next time.